Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to mortality in a second. We have six questions in the cookie jar. The first, this is something that we deal with on a daily basis. When you need a pick-me-up, is it coffee, tea, pop, or energy drinks?
For me, it's always been coffee. But it's not necessarily for a pick-me-up. I could drink coffee all day long. In fact, I finished off a pot of coffee just after dinner last night.
That's like my mom. She just drinks coffee for the taste of it at that point.
I like it.
Yeah, for me, it's energy drinks because I drink pop normally. Like, that's just included in my normal diet. But if I really need a pick-me-up, I'm going for that Red Bull. I'm going for 5-Hour Energy or something like that.
Energy drinks for me. What about you guys back there?
Definitely coffee. Ever since I started working an adult job, meaning as an adult, in the morning, coffee's always been that pick-me-up for me.
Yeah.
Mine's coffee, too. I'm one of those people. If I don't have it in the morning, I'm different. I'm relying on it. It's pathetic.
There's been times where I've gone without coffee, and I don't get the caffeine headaches. I don't get that whole deal. I just need a warm drink in the morning. So sometimes I'll go with tea if we're out of coffee for... It doesn't throw me off. I just need a warm drink.
Tea only if I'm sick. I like tea, but only if I'm sick.
See, I don't like warm drinks.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Like, I don't like coffee. I don't like tea. I don't really like hot chocolate. I mean, I'll get
it. You don't like hot
it.
Chocolate? What about a spiked hot chocolate?
Cider?
Oh, I mean, good. I'll drink it, I guess, to enjoy the alcohol, but I just...
Cider and donuts?
Not my thing. I mean, cold cider's fine.
Okay. What kind of person do you think Tom is when he doesn't have coffee? Because he's a completely different person. Is he, like, mellow...
No, I just no energy at all.
Oh, okay.
I need it.
So mellow.
It's sad.
Okay. Yeah. This next one says, pick one fast food to have for the rest of your life.
Oh, this one's easy for me. Five Guys. 100%. Their burgers, the combination of burger and fries is second to none. Some places may have better fries. Some places may have a better burger. But when you can go to the same place and get a great burger and great fries...
Heather?
Well, mine's going to be a little different, I think, than all of yours. And I think this is considered fast food. Beyond Juice. I eat Beyond Juice every single day. Pretty much. I could. It's so expensive that I can't, but I...
Do you eat or
what's
do you
the
drink?
Go-to?
Both.
Yeah.
Smoothie
okay.
And...
They have actual
like
solid
sandwiches?
Food?
Oh, they've got lots of food. Yeah, I typically get a breakfast burrito, but...
Oh, what's in a breakfast burrito?
I just get egg, spinach, and tomato with cheese. But you can get everything. Yeah. Why are you cringing?
You didn't expect her to say bacon or sausage.
No, I know, but yeah.
Why is that gross? Because I said spinach?
No, like, the tomato.
Tomatoes
makes me
vomit.
Yeah, I don't like tomato either.
So
back there.
Five Guys is fast food?
Kind of.
Okay.
I'm going to count.
I didn't quite.
Sure.
I thought I went a little bit more like.
Traditional?
Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Breakfast. They have breakfast food. And. Okay, what?
No, I'll just finish.
I just couldn't like. I like Taco Bell. I get sick of it so fast though. I mean,
yeah.
If that's the only one, and no to the burger, the basic burger joints at least. But Five Guys, that would be great.
Five Guys, good choice. I did go like classic fast food too. Wendy's. When I was 90 pounds heavier,
that
Wendy's,
was your go-to.
The spicy chicken sandwich. They got the Baconator, and I love the Frosty
chicken sandwiches. I'm going to pick one for the rest of my life, it's not going to be a chicken sandwich.
Well, you pick Chick-fil-A. That's their thing.
So combination. I'm not going to pick chicken either way.
I'm saying the variety of the menu, the Baconator plus the chicken sandwich plus the Frosty. And I like when they do the sea salt fries at Wendy's. Anyway, Greg, what do you got?
Look, I've got an 8-year-old, so McDonald's is pretty solid. I got the chicken McNuggets. I got the McChicken sandwich, which you can get two for less than $3, which is a solid value.
Value.
Like so much chicken.
Yeah, like the... variety of McDonald's.
Yeah.
If you could live forever, would you want to?
Done. Yes, absolutely. I want to see everything that, I mean, I would have liked to have started earlier so that I could see more of what happened before, but I definitely want to see where this is going.
Now, what if you're the only one that lives forever and everybody else you know eventually dies off?
I make new friends.
I'm going no. Because I like to like have like a purpose for life and value my time in life. And when you live forever, there's not that value on things and you don't cherish things as much. And you're going to see more death than anybody ever in the entire world.
But that's a negative way of looking at it. You also get to see more life than anybody else. Because
stories and experiences.
It's your great grandkids.
Everyone's going to die off.
You share them with the person you're with at that time and future people down the line. I would want to live forever. Okay.
No, you've made two people. They'll probably make more, so you still have family.
If I live forever?
Great grandchildren.
Keep on rolling downhill.
I'm still going to say no.
I am going to piggyback off of Heather's comment. I think that knowing that there is an end is what makes the time here worthwhile. So I'm going to say
You cherish it more, right? Yeah.
I wouldn't be in such a rush.
I have a tendency sometimes to be too literal, and I take this very literal, this question. First off, if you were here the rest of your life, you could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like you could kill somebody, serve your time, get back out, and go on about your business.
Is that what you would do?
No, I'm not saying. That's an option.
The whole thing about living forever is nothing matters. Yeah.
And that's why I think Greg and Heather are right. And in terms of like, I mean, if you bring faith into this, I'd rather be in heaven. It's supposed to be better.
Well, I suppose that's fair. What's the one chore you refuse to do for your partner?
See, I had a hard time with this one. I don't know that there's anything I would refuse.
Your least favorite chore?
Folding laundry.
Yeah, the word refuse got me too. I'm like, but I refuse to actually do anything?
Call it under no circumstances.
But the one chore that I don't do, that I've never done at this current house, is mow the lawn.
Oh.
Acts of service are my love language. It gives me great joy to do things for my wife.
Sure.
Fold your clothes? Nah.
Pass on that.
This is such an easy answer after today's show. It's purchase nuisance beaver products.
Okay. I said cleaning the kitchen floor. I just hated it as a kid. I don't like doing it. Even though we've upgraded the gadgets and it's not that bad. Like we've got one of those, the shark mops.
You have like a spin mop?
Yeah, and those are game changing. Mm-hmm. I just don't like cleaning the floor.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's so easy. And it's so gratifying too.
I know. I don't mind vacuuming, but for some reason, like the hardwood floor and scrubbing.
It's basically the exact same thing.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the same motions, movement. I don't have a great body position. You're not like strange. Interesting.
Maybe because as a kid, we didn't have it. So if you were cleaning the floor, it's more, you know, bucket of water.
You were down on your hands and knees when you were a kid scrubbing the floor.
You didn't have a mop growing up? Your mom didn't own a mop? You would walk in and mom was on her hands and knees, scrubbing the kitchen floor?
Yes, John.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't have a mop? That's what you just said. You didn't have a mop growing up.
I know what I just said.
I guess it explains why you haven't been to Bronner's.
Okay, then.
Mom's always mopping.
Okay, speaking of Bronner's, this next one is a Christmas question. When do you put up your Christmas tree?
It's usually the week of Thanksgiving.
Week of or week after?
A week of. Especially since...
So it's up for Thanksgiving.
The in-laws, usually come into town for Thanksgiving, and it's usually up. Sometimes my wife will like to decorate it with her mom. My mom will be around. She'll throw some ornaments on. Kids, obviously, will be around because they're home from school. So it's the week of Thanksgiving.
I would like to set it up now, but I don't want it up for my son's birthday in November. November 17th is his birthday. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to say the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah. You like to have it up for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To me, it's after. So that Black Friday long weekend, you set your tree, you get everything set up. It's after Thanksgiving because people jump the gun on Christmas. It is Thanksgiving, then Christmas.
Only if you're a Scrooge.
I procrastinate pretty hard on this. Mine's actually usually goes up Army-Navy Saturday. It's that first heavy college basketball Saturday of the year.
So you're like a couple weeks into December.
Yeah, it typically is that. Might be a little earlier this year.
Okay, so then when do you take it down?
College football season.
So like early January.
See,
ours is down before New Year's. Usually two or three days after Christmas, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's the idea. Now, college football season
stretching
is now going to last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Tom?
I got to ask John, do you you are a Christmas music person big time. Do you still listen to Christmas music after you take your decorations, though?
Sure. I can listen to Christmas music all year.
I think Jim nailed it. Black Friday is the ideal day. But I do think if we're having family over Thanksgiving, we usually try to put the stuff up before.
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The last question is it too early for Christmas music?
Nope. Never too early, never too late.
Nope, not at all. Let's go. Jingle bells all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to listen to it right now. It's got to be after Thanksgiving, but I don't care if a radio station starts playing it or I hear it in a store, I get it.
Yeah, you walk into a department store, it kind of gives you that little Christmas feel.
What I've discovered this year with this weather, I've noticed people have Christmas decorations up already. They're getting out in front of it.
Our neighbors.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's like 70 degrees out, and it just seems weird, and this makes me feel like what it's like to live in a warm climate. Like, if you lived in Florida during the holidays, it just doesn't feel right. It's weird.
Yeah, it would feel weird listening, like, jamming to Christmas music while it's 70 degrees out, and we're still not even at Thanksgiving. To me, it's too early.
Sometimes you just need a smile on your face, and Christmas music always comes through.
A little bit too early for me. Don't tell that to my son. He is knee-deep into 12 days already.
Excellent.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Heather's already watching Christmas movies.
I am. I've already, yes.
Oh.
Watched, but not Charlie Brown. Hallmark that guy channel? Sucks.
No, I don't have that.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
I just watch them on
Disney,
Netflix, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And that is the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.